Luna enters Virgo. Today's a day for getting your psyche squeaky clean. Welcome to episode 89 in season 5 of Christo's Astrology. Here's my reading of the zeitgeist for Wednesday, June 16th, 2021.
Ciao!
The void of course Leo Moon quintiles unaspected retrograde Gemini Mercury at 3:33 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, this is a total projection, albeit one of the genuinely pleasant variety. You, of course, know that projection, it's that phenomenon whereby we see ourselves in someone else's behavior, with the important distinction of not recognizing that behavior as mirroring our own. Most often it amounts to something or someone we intensely dislike. And that intensity is the biggest clue tipping us off that we're projecting. In this instance, the intensity points to an activity or person we greatly admire. The projection part means we don't at all believe that we're seeing ourselves in the mirror of that projection. Okay, so was that too wordy? You don't have to believe me. Just trust the mirror. Luna enters Virgo at 4:02 a.m. and opposes Pisces and Jupiter in his quincunx to Leo Mars and quintile to Taurian Uranus at 8 a.m. Well, there's that mirror business. And this time, it's a gimme. Expect to see the mirroring very, very clearly. So use the occasion to practice the recognition, that is, the withdrawing of projections. That's what amounts to psychic hygiene, getting your psyche squeaky clean. Luna biquintiles Capricorn Pluto in his quincunx to Gemini Sol at 8:13 a.m. Just expect to feel blessed. Luna biquintiles Aries Chiron in his sextile to Aquarian Saturn and sextile to the Gemini Dragon's Head at 4:04 p.m. Well, this is another grand opportunity to practice withdrawing projections. It's a bit more complicated than that earlier gimme. Expect to nail it, though. Luna quintiles Sol in his square to Pisces and Neptune at 6:16 p.m. Well, this time, you're going to be wrong. Consider it a mistake that helps you to see more clearly in the future. We do indeed learn the best and most from our mistakes. Luna squares the Dragon's Head at 10:19 p.m. Okay, so this is the moment when you realize that recognizing a projection and being able to withdraw that projection, those are like two separate skills. The first part, the recognition, should now be a no-brainer. The second part, oh boy, just like a dream that seems impossible to understand and interpret, withdrawing a particular projection, well, that can take years. Just don't ever give up trying. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Alrighty then. Ciao a tutti.